Where did the problem start? It started with a father who was so permissive that he failed to discipline and train his sons. Learn the lesson well. God holds the parent responsible for the training of the children, and He will judge both the parent and the child for failure. For eventually, both the parent and the child will suffer the consequences of a permissive upbringing. The greatest honor God could bestow upon a man in this world is to make him the father of children. That is why the Bible says children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward. Now, God has given us precept and example to tell us men how to fill our father role in family relationships. A typical rule is expressed in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. You fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Blessed is the man who follows God's guidelines in rearing his children. There are many different kinds of fathers. Some are tender, others are harsh. Some are patient, others are irritable. Some are strict, others are permissive. But the Bible gives us examples of all such fathers and shows the influence of those attitudes in the lives of their children. Now I want to introduce you to a permissive father whose sons died as a consequence of his permissiveness. His name is Eli. He is mentioned in the Old Testament of the Christian Scriptures in the first book of Samuel the prophet. He was a priest of the Most High God. His duties were centered in the tabernacle which Moses built at Mount Sinai. He was to supervise the priest and to see that the rituals of worship were carried out as set forth in the law of Moses. Eli appears to be a good man. He might be called an example in everything we hear of him, except one. His one failure was that he was a permissive father who failed to discipline his sons. Now here's a word of warning for us. Let us examine the experience of Eli and find guidance for our personal lives. First, the Bible tells us the permissive father is in a place of influence. Eli was a father, but he was more than a father. He was the high priest of the whole nation of Israel. There was no more influential position in the religious life of the nation than that which he occupied. Of all the children in the community, his should have been the best trained and the best behaved and the most honorable in motive. A father in a household in your community today is also in a place of greatest influence. Every little boy wants to be just like his dad. And have you ever seen a little girl who was not daddy's girl if he gave her half a chance? The father is a figure, a key figure, in every household. What a tragedy it is then for a father to fill that position and to fail in its performance. Since the father is the primary disciplinarian, for him to be weak and permissive casts a hindrance over the whole family training of the children. The permissive father will have children who err. The Bible says so specifically. Proverbs 29:15 reads, "The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings his mother to shame." Now that statement, "a child left to himself," means a child without restraints of proper discipline. Why will such a child bring his mother to shame? Because he'll go into error, that's why. And that's true not only of some, but of all. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Proverbs 22:15 reads, "Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him." What if a father does not correct and train properly? Well, the child will certainly go into error and sin. You've probably known children that were reared in a family of permissive parents. You've probably seen the results in the children's lives. Selfishness, jealousy, the demand for immediate satisfaction of every want, lack of respect for the rights of others, and lack of reverence for God. Permissive parents corrupts the lives of their children however much they may love them. The Bible tells us further, the permissive father will not correct and discipline and train his children. The result is they grow worse and worse. Now, Eli's sons were priests of God under his authority as high priests. They began to abuse the rituals of worship as the people came to the tabernacle to worship. They involved some of the women in sexual immorality at the very tabernacle itself. And the Bible reports the sin of the young man was very great before the Lord, for men abhorred the offering of the Lord. Eli heard of all the evil that his sons were doing, even though they were priests, but he rebuked them mildly, saying, "It is no good report that I hear. You make the Lord's people to transgress." Such a mild rebuke did no good, and the young men continued in their wickedness. As high priest in Israel, Eli had authority to make his sons conform to the priestly standard or to remove them from the priest's office, but he didn't either. God was not pleased with that, for it put Eli's sons above the law of God, and that was a compounded sin. Eli shows us further that the permissive father will be rebuked by the Lord. It is no little thing when a father fails to rear his children to reverence and obey the laws of God and of men. He bears a major responsibility for their sin, as if he were involved personally in the sin. God will not hold a man guiltless in such a situation. A prophet of the Lord came to Eli to warn of the sin of his priesthood. The Lord said, "Wherefore kick ye at my sacrifice and at mine offering, which I have commanded in my habitation, and honorest thy sons above me, to make themselves fat with the chiefest of all the offerings of Israel my people? Them that honor me will I honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed." But by this time it was too late. The sons of Eli were fully set to do evil. No warning from their father would change their conduct. The path of rebellion had been entered when their permissive father did not correct them as children. So the threatened judgment of God was sure to come upon them. This incident teaches us that the permissive father and his children will surely be punished. Suffering may come in any of many ways, but it will come. For the Bible says, "Do not be deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap." So the army of Israel went to war against the Philistines. They were beaten in a battle and thought to bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord out of the tabernacle and take it into battle with them. Now, in their superstition, they thought they had God in a box and that he would help them in the battle. The two sons of Eli, who were priests, accompanied the Ark of the Covenant. The next day, the battle raged fiercely. Israel was defeated once again. The Ark of the Covenant was taken away by the Philistines, and both of the sons of Eli were killed. Word was brought back to Shiloh, where Eli lived. When he heard the news, he fainted and fell backward off the stool where he was sitting and broke his neck so that he died. At the same time, the wife of one of those sons gave birth to a boy and named him Ichabod, meaning "the glory is departed." What a tragic end. Where did the problem start? It started with a father who was so permissive that he failed to discipline and train his sons. Learn the lesson well. God holds the parent responsible for the training of the children, and he will judge both the parent and the child for failure. For eventually, both the parent and the child will suffer the consequences of a permissive upbringing. Father, teach us parents, day by day, how we can bring our children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Help us recognize and correct the mistakes that we make in child rearing. We yield to the instruction of the Bible and are available to the leading of the Holy Spirit. And so, loving you and loving our children, we commit ourselves to rear them in the way of righteousness as we train them. Help us to be faithful parents in all our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.